You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. A Bible passage is 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11. Lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Did you know that you should not be ignorant of the devices of Satan? Many Christians are actually ignorant of the devices of Satan. You see, there is a difference between exalting the works of Satan and knowing the devices of Satan. What many churches are doing is that they are exalting the works of Satan. So, for example, that when they tell you about marine spirit, tell you about witchcraft, tell you about the strong man of the family, they are exalting the works of Satan. It's different. Now, the scripture does not want you to be ignorant of the devices of Satan, of how Satan works. I'll give you an example. If you read 1 Corinthians chapter 7 from verse 4 to 5, it says that husband and wife should stay together, and that if for any reason they need to fast and pray, and they can't be intimate in those moments. He said as soon as they are done, they should come together very soon. That means they should resume sexual relationship. But he now put a caveat. He says, so that Satan does not tempt you. In other words, Satan is out checking any marriage that will give him opportunity. So look at it, two Christians, they will now decide and say, hey, you go and live in Canada. Me, let me stay in Cameroon. Do you see that? One, they violated the word of God. Two, they've opened themselves up to Satan. They are completely ignorant of the devices of Satan. They were not conscious. They were just making financial decisions. They were not making spiritual decisions. Let me give you another example. Did you know that whatever you say to people can become a tool either in the hand of the Holy Spirit or in the hand of Satan? Are you aware of that? So, for example, you are speaking to your child and then you tell your child, you this stupid, wicked, good for nothing. You say that to your own child. You just thought you were angry because the child did something wrong. You see, that's why as a Christian, the scripture warns us that evil should not proceed out of our mouth. Evil communication corrupts good manner. What you are not aware of is that you just empower Satan over that child. So the devil comes to that child through various means, demons, and speaks to the child and say, did you see that this parent, they believe you are worthless? Honestly, you are worthless. There's something they are seeing about you. You are good for nothing. So you need to do something about it. Do you know that when you take that drug your friend is introducing to you, it will begin to show you your self-worth? Don't you see the confidence in your friends? You are just here depressed, confused. By the time you take a little cocaine that they offer you, you will see that you will have boldness, confidence. You will see your self-worth. You see, that child can fall for that. You are completely ignorant that, yes, we are living physically here on earth, but we were introduced into a conflict zone. Right from Genesis, Satan was already cast down before Adam was created. Adam was put in a war zone, but his protection was in his obedience to God. So many people are making decisions there. I mean Christians, so-called, that in their decisions, they are completely ignorant of the devices of the enemy. You know, it's so sad that, you know, I spoke with a lady some years ago. She was in between two opinions. You know, she wanted to serve the Lord, but she needed money. And this lady, if I show you her picture, she's very beautiful. And expatriate that comes to her country, they want to sleep with her and offer her money. She had given him one or two times. And I told her, I said, you can't do this as a child of God. Don't do this. You know, but after a while, I just noticed she stopped communicating with me. And then by the time I was beginning to see some of her posts, I knew that she had given in. You know, her dressing had changed and so on. And, you know, she's quite pretty. This must have happened, if I'm not mistaken, more than 7 years ago. Until this year, August 2026. You know, because we have each other's number, we don't talk again for like 7 years or so. But suddenly it popped up on my status. And I said, this person, let me check. She had been so afflicted. She had become so sick. You won't believe if I show you her current picture and her picture. You won't believe that they are the same person. The best way I can describe it is if you have ever seen somebody who has AIDS, not HIV, AIDS, and the person is in the last stage of death, that is the way this person looks now. You know, what she didn't realize then was that the hand of God was upon her. But Satan was looking for a way to finish her. People don't know that sin exposes them to strange sickness. She told me what was wrong with her. I couldn't believe it. In fact, I felt maybe somebody had hacked her account and posted that. We did video call and I saw her. But you know, God is merciful. As I was praying with her, she was looking for money because if you see the condition she is. But okay, I said, let me pray for you. And I prayed with her. And as I prayed, the word of the Lord came unto her. And the Lord said, it was because she went into sin that this sickness came upon her. And that it's not every sickness that is because of sin. But there was a man Jesus told, if you continue in sin, worse than this will happen. And the Lord told her that he will heal her and bring her back. I don't know if she believed it, but that word will come to pass. And the little we can send to her, we sent it to her. At least while she's recovering, she needs money for this and so on. She still believed that she needs huge donations because of the situation, condition she has. But I know that God will bring her back. But you see, devil blinded her, and many people today are blinded. Some people finally neglected God and just gave themselves into sin. You see, for a while you will enjoy the pleasures of sin, but Satan is setting a trap for you. Don't be ignorant of the devices of the enemy. You are a woman. You told your husband that he is stupid, he is this, he is that. You questioned him, you shouted at him. You see, Satan will go quietly behind you and help you to increase the volume, as you say, increase the volume and tell the husband, can you see? Can you see it? And she says she's a Christian. She dishonors you. She does this. You will feel happy in the hand of another man. You see, you were the one that armed Satan with those words to magnify it in the hand of the man. That's why the scripture now says that lest Satan should take advantage of us. Can you see? He said, I don't want Satan to take advantage of us. See, I don't want devil to take advantage of me. But Satan is taking advantage of a lot of people. And I'm talking of believers. Satan can take advantage of you as a believer. He can take advantage of your ignorance with what you are doing. You will just think that for you, for example, you just feel, let me just travel to UK. But you have a 3-month-old baby. And then you take that 3-month-old baby there. But devil is waiting for that child to destroy that child. So you didn't seek God. God, will this child be able to survive and remain a child of God in UK? But you ended up raising an atheist in the UK. You didn't ask God, should I take my child there or not? May God give you wisdom. May you not be ignorant. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.